Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Builders Capital announces new lending division and significant headcount growth. Builders Capital has expanded its loan production operations by adding over 40 new team members to its new lending division, Casa Lending. Led by Jonathan Andrews, the division will focus on local and regional real estate investor markets, with loan sizes ranging from $100,000 to $3 million. This strategic move aims to tap into underserved markets and solidify Builders Capital's position as a top private lender in the nation. The recent $500 million growth capital transaction with Intervest has further fueled the firm's growth, surpassing $10 billion in originated loans as of 2024. To learn more about Casa Lending, visit builderscapital.com.
Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard discusses significant company growth and future innovations. Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard recently discussed the company's strong growth and future innovations in an interview with Proactive. The company saw a 20% year-over-year increase in orders and an 11% increase in second quarter revenue, totaling $49.9 million. Zynex also reported a 20% increase in year-to-date cash flow from operations, reaching $3.2 million. Sandgaard highlighted ongoing efforts to secure FDA approvals for next-gen devices and expand the pain management product line. Looking ahead, Zynex expects third-quarter revenue to reach at least $50 million. The company is developing new monitoring devices, including a pulse oximeter based on laser technology for more accurate blood measurements. This positions Zynex for potential market share growth and portfolio diversification. Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between International Contract Assembly Group, LLC, and AAT USA, LLC. Benchmark International recently facilitated a transaction between International Contract Assembly Group, LLC, and AAT USA, LLC. ICAG, based in Nogales, Arizona, specializes in contract manufacturing of metal parts and electronic assemblies, as well as offering warehousing and distribution services. AAT USA, LLC, located in Columbus, Ohio, focuses on providing cost-effective solutions for clients through their in-house industrial designers and engineers. Both parties are looking forward to leveraging their strengths and continuing to grow together. For more information on Benchmark International and their M&A services, visit their website. Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Consumer, Food, and Retail Industry Report. Benchmark International has unveiled its highly anticipated 2024 Global Consumer, Food, and Retail Industry Report. This comprehensive report analyzes current market trends, key players, and future growth prospects in the consumer, food, and retail sectors. It covers topics like market overview, industry trends, mergers and acquisitions, and future outlook. The report addresses the increasing demand for sustainable products, digital transformation, and evolving consumer preferences. It is a valuable resource for industry professionals, investors, and stakeholders looking for actionable insights. For more information and access to the full report, visit Benchmark International's website.
Sierra Health wins contract valued at nearly $6 million to train Indiana health workers. Sierra Health Corp. has secured a $5.8 million contract to train healthcare professionals in Indiana under the FSSA. The company, based in Carmel, Indiana, focuses on innovative healthcare solutions. Sierra Health will provide curriculum development, competency assessments, an LMS, a training registry, and a quality improvement plan to meet FSSA's standards. CEO Dr. Deepika Vuppalanchi expressed pride in being chosen for this program. The training curriculum integrates health equity and cultural competency principles. Sera Health's training registry will track workforce competency in real time. The company will provide regular reports to FSSA and adjust monitoring as needed. For more information, visit SiraHealth.com.
Three key moves uniquely position Atlas Lithium for potential success in rapidly expanding lithium market. Atlas Lithium, a serious contender in the growing lithium market, has made three key moves to position itself for success. First, the company has doubled its lithium exploration footprint in Brazil, uncovering new promising regions rich in lithium deposits. Second, Atlas Lithium secured a $30 million strategic investment from Mitsui, ensuring steady demand for its environmentally sustainable lithium concentrate. Lastly, the appointment of renowned lithium executive Brian Talbot as COO brings over 30 years of experience to the leadership team, enhancing operational excellence and strategic insight. These strategic initiatives uniquely position Atlas Lithium to thrive in the rapidly expanding lithium market, projected to grow at a CAGR of 17.7% from 2024 to 2030. With a focus on sustainability and cutting-edge technologies, Atlas Lithium is poised to meet the increasing demand for lithium while minimizing its ecological footprint.
How small-cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, NASDAQ Vino, are showing up tech giants. Small-cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol Vino, are gaining investor interest as a rotation away from big tech unfolds. The Russell 2000 Index, reflecting small-cap sentiment, outperformed the S&P 500 in July, driven by easing inflation. Gaucho Holdings, a Miami-based company, is strategically positioned to benefit from sectors like luxury real estate and consumer marketplace in Argentina. With Argentina's economy showing signs of recovery, Gaucho Holdings stands to capitalize on opportunities in luxury goods, including wine and real estate. The company's Algodón Wine Estates has introduced a vineyard home rental program, tapping into the rising momentum in the housing sector. As investor sentiment shifts towards small caps, companies like Gaucho Group Holdings are poised for growth and opportunity.
Mainz Biomeds, NASDAQ, cutting-edge colorectal cancer test, applies for FDA breakthrough status. Mainz Biomed, listed on NASDAQ as MYNZ, has applied for FDA breakthrough device designation for its innovative colorectal cancer test. This test combines fecal immunochemical testing with mRNA biomarker analysis and AI algorithms, showing promising results in clinical trials. With a 97% sensitivity for colorectal cancer and an 88% sensitivity for precancerous lesions, along with a 93% overall specificity, this test could significantly improve early detection rates. CEO Guido Beichler highlights the test's potential impact on catching cancer and precancerous growths earlier. Mainz Biomed's decentralized approach aims to make the test more widely available, particularly in underserved communities. If granted breakthrough device designation, this test could see expedited approval, potentially saving countless lives. While awaiting FDA approval, this test represents a beacon of hope in the ongoing battle against colorectal cancer, showcasing the power of innovative biotechnology and AI in cancer detection. From demand to delivery, Tools Group transforms SLF Greece's supply chain. Tools Group and Thelus have partnered to help SLF Greece, a distributor of Kiko Milano products, transform its supply chain. By implementing Tools Group SO99 Plus software, SLF has shifted to a demand-driven model, automating omni-channel supply chain planning. With approximately 2,500 active items across 30-plus retail stores and two distribution centers in Greece and Cyprus, SLF uses SO99 Plus for daily forecasting, inventory optimization, and replenishment. The system has revolutionized operations, automating store replenishment plans and generating purchase recommendations. Through collaboration with Thelus, SLF has achieved increased visibility, optimized inventory levels, and a highly automated planning process. The success of the project has motivated SLF to expand SO99 Plus to other operating countries, driving better results for their customers.
U.S. Graphite One secures Lucid Motors supply agreement. Graphite One Inc. has secured a non-binding supply agreement with Lucid Group Inc. for anode active materials, marking a significant milestone for both companies. Lucid, known for its advanced electric vehicles, will benefit from a domestic U.S. supply chain developed by Graphite One. This collaboration represents the first synthetic graphite supply agreement between a U.S. graphite developer and a U.S. EV company. With this agreement, Graphite One is on track to generate revenue in 2027, paving the way for a secure 100% U.S.-based supply chain for graphite materials. Stay tuned as Graphite One continues to meet market demands and drive innovation in the industry.
MediKeeper recognized as a 5-star HR software and technology provider by Canadian HR Reporter. MediKeeper, a leading technology company specializing in customizable solutions for managing corporate health, has been recognized as a 5-star HR software and technology provider in the Corporate Wellness Platforms category by Canadian HR Reporter. This prestigious recognition highlights MediKeeper's commitment to delivering cutting-edge solutions that empower employers, benefits providers, health plans, and wellness companies to efficiently manage corporate health and wellness programs. With highly configurable wellness technology, organizations can tailor their programs to meet the specific needs of their workforce, promoting healthier lifestyles, improving employee engagement, and reducing healthcare costs. MediKeeper's ongoing innovation and dedication to client support have solidified its position as a trusted partner in the corporate wellness space. Learn more about how MediKeeper's solutions have successfully helped customers for 20 years by requesting a demo on their website. Catch Your Breath cohort program launches in Charlotte, NC. 30 diverse local entrepreneurs in Charlotte, North Carolina are embarking on a transformative journey with the inaugural Catch Your Breath cohort program, a 12-week well-being accelerator developed by Hooky Wellness in partnership with the CLT Alliance Foundation. Starting on August 1st, the program aims to combat burnout and stress while fostering a supportive community through a mix of online and in-person experiences. Participants will work through the P8 framework to create personalized burnout contingency toolkits, engage in group wellness activities, and build a sense of peer support. The program is expected to have a lasting impact on Charlotte's entrepreneurial community by prioritizing well-being alongside professional growth.
Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces new post on revival of the Longines Pilot Magitech. Ron Gordon Watch Repair in New York City has announced new content focusing on the Longines Pilot Magitech. The post highlights the relaunch of the iconic 1935 model, blending historical charm with advanced watchmaking. The Longines Pilot Magitech Pioneer Edition features a dark gray titanium construction, a cushion-shaped case, and chronometer certification by the COS. This limited edition watch pays tribute to its inaugural year with only 1,935 pieces available. The modern twist includes a grade 5 titanium case, a fluted rotating bezel system, and enhanced water resistance up to 100 meters. The Longines caliber L893.6 offers resistance to magnetism and a 72-hour power reserve. With various strap options, including a green NATO-type nylon strap, the Pilot Magitech is not just for pilots, but a statement piece for watch enthusiasts. Visit the Ron Gordon Watch Repair website for more information on Longines and their services. Canada's Indian Sweet Master celebrates 14 years of culinary excellence. Indian Sweet Master, a popular dining establishment in the Greater Toronto area, recently celebrated its 14th anniversary with a special evening in Brampton, Ontario. Founded in 2010 by Jasdeep Chawla, Indian Sweet Master offers authentic Indian cuisine loved by locals. The restaurant has expanded from North Indian to South Indian, street food, and lunchbox services. Chawla aims to evolve Indian Sweet Master into a beloved community space and household name, with plans for further expansion, including a party hall and retail services. Grateful for the community's support, Chawla emphasizes the restaurant's consistent quality and unique ambiance. Visit Indian Sweet Master's website to learn more about their diverse offerings. Kennedale proposes massive changes in new comprehensive plan, eliminating all industrial businesses on the south side of town. Kennedale Alliance of Business Owners, KABO, has raised concerns over the proposed comprehensive zoning plan that aims to convert all industrial businesses on the south side of town to commercial use. The city formed a committee to review the existing land plan, but some members feel their input was not fully considered. The plan, authored by a consulting firm, suggests significant changes without addressing the economic impact on the community. KABO believes that eliminating industrial businesses will result in job loss and decreased tax revenue, urging citizens to voice their opposition at the upcoming public hearing on August 20th at City Hall. The organization advocates for maintaining industrial presence in the Southern Corridor and encourages business owners to join and support their mission. For more information, contact Executive Director Joe Palmer at 682-774-5167 or go4kabo@gmail.com. Global Vision Technologies achieves TX Ramp Level 2 certification for FAMCARE Human Services Software. Global Vision Technologies has achieved TX Ramp Level 2 certification for their FAMCARE Human Services Software. TX Ramp, a program established by the Texas Department of Information Resources, sets standards for security assessment and monitoring of cloud computing services. GVT's FAMCARE platform, designed for agencies managing critical populations, prioritizes data security with built-in controls. George Rutacco, VP of Client Services, highlights GVT's commitment to information protection, alongside their SOC 2 Type 2 certification and HIPAA compliance. The FAMCARE software, built on GVT's Vision Server platform, offers rapid form and workflow development while reducing programming risks. For more information about GVT and their innovative software solutions, visit globalvisiontech.com.
Fully Promoted celebrates mid-year success, highlighted by robust growth. Fully Promoted, a leading full-service promotional products franchise, is celebrating impressive mid-year success with strong unit growth and sales increases nationwide. The brand opened 8 new locations in markets like Scottsdale, Cincinnati, and Calabasas. Additionally, Fully Promoted signed 15 franchise agreements in the first 6 months, showing its staying power in the industry. The brand is on track to open 12 more locations by year-end. With high-performing locations achieving record sales, Fully Promoted is recognized for its innovation and customer satisfaction. The brand honored outstanding franchise owners at the 2024 World Expo, showcasing their significant contributions and sales milestones. Fully Promoted's success is a testament to its ability to innovate, adapt, and exceed customer expectations.
Dojiggy integrates fundraising platform with PayPal. Dojiggy, an industry-leading fundraising platform, has integrated PayPal as a payment processing option for campaign organizers. This collaboration simplifies donation collection, enhances the donor experience, and offers a trusted solution for accepting payments online. Lisa Bennett, Sales and Marketing Director of Dojiggy, highlights PayPal's global reach and charitable processing discount as key benefits for nonprofit clients. This integration provides nonprofits with a solid foundation for fundraising success, allowing them to focus on their mission of making a positive impact. Dojiggy has been providing innovative fundraising solutions for nonprofits and schools since 2003, making it the donor-friendly platform of choice for thousands of organizations.
Impact of New Markets Tax Credit Program highlighted during Senate Finance Committee hearing. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing, Chairman Senator Ron Wyden, Ranking Member Senator Mike Crapo, Senator Ben Cardin, and Witness Julia Nelmark, President and CEO of Midwest Minnesota Community Development Corporation, highlighted the impact of the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Established in 2000, the NMTC has bipartisan support and was extended through 2025 with $5 billion in annual allocation authority. Senator Wyden emphasized the success of NMTC in driving private investment into low-income communities, while Senator Cardin advocated for its permanency. Ms. Nelmark explained that making NMTC permanent would reduce costs for investors and bring more dollars to communities in need. the program has generated over $135 billion in financing, creating 1.2 million jobs and supporting diverse projects across the country. Hondo Go continues rapid expansion with senior Tesla hires. Hondo Go announces strategic senior hires as it rapidly expands its electric vehicle infrastructure. The company takes a unique approach to building its fast charger network through partnerships with site owners and capital providers. With the EV industry growing and maturing, Hondo Go aims to bridge the gap in energy infrastructure. The new hires, including former Tesla Supercharger team members, bring expertise in fast charger technology. This team will drive Hondo Go's growth and set new industry standards. As Tesla steps back from DC fast charger expansion, Hondo Go is ready to take the lead in building a profitable and sustainable network. The company focuses on innovating for tomorrow's energy infrastructure. For more information, visit hondogo.com.
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Technology, Media, and Telecom Industry Report. Benchmark International has unveiled its 2024 Global Technology, Media, and Telecom Industry Report. This comprehensive report offers insights into market dynamics, financial performance, innovation, consumer behavior, and M&A trends within the TMT sectors. It is a valuable tool for industry stakeholders looking to understand the future of these dynamic industries. With over $11 billion in transaction value, Benchmark International is a global M&A firm that provides creative solutions for business owners. For more information and to access the full report, visit Benchmark International's website. Acarix announces shares are now being traded on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF. Acarix CEO Amir Mahmood announced that shares of Acarix are now trading on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF, expanding its presence in the U.S. market. The company's flagship product, the CADScor system, offers a non-invasive solution for assessing coronary artery disease at the point of care. Recently, Acarix received a significant reorder for single-use patches and a multi-order for the CADScor system, showcasing growing demand. Mahmood highlighted the company's focus on top-line growth, reimbursement efforts, and initiating clinical trials to drive commercial success. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158 or email naeditorial at proactiveinvestors.com.
Nextech3D.ai reports Q2 2024 performance with significant revenue growth and improved profit margins. Nextech3D.ai CEO Evan Gappelberg shared the company's Q2 2024 financial results, revealing a revenue increase to $1.2 million, up from $1 million in Q1. The gross profit margin surged to 70% in Q2, a significant improvement from 50% in Q1 and 30% in 2023. This growth was attributed to strategic moves in the Indian market and advancements in AI technology. Nextech3D.ai also achieved certification as a 3D modeling partner for Amazon, potentially opening new avenues for growth with a twofold increase in purchase conversions for listings featuring 3D models. Exciting times ahead for Nextech3D.ai in 2024.
Former U.S. Comptroller General Walker elected Federal Fiscal Sustainability Foundation Chairman. Former U.S. Comptroller General David M. Walker has been elected as the chairman of the Federal Fiscal Sustainability Foundation, FFSF, a nonpartisan organization focused on restoring fiscal sanity in Washington, D.C. The FFSF aims to secure a sustainable financial future for America by advocating for a fiscal responsibility amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Walker, along with the board members, including esteemed leaders from various fields, is committed to this mission. The foundation's founder, David Bidulph, emphasizes the importance of shaping the nation's financial future and eliminating the burden of national debt. Walker, a seasoned public servant, has a vast experience in federal agencies and nonprofits. FFSF is taking legal action against Congress to compel action on the fiscal responsibility amendment and seeking support for a legislative fix. With the national debt surpassing $35 trillion, Walker stresses the urgent need for a constitutional amendment to ensure fiscal sustainability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArant Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.